In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti. So as I was thinking about this morning and our scripture reading this morning, I began to think a little bit about the month of May. The month of May is a lot of fun, and one of the reasons why is because spring has finally arrived, and with spring arriving, the end of the school year is getting much closer. For many of our college students, the end of the year for them has already arrived. And for those of our kids who are in elementary school, high school, and junior high, the end will be coming toward the end of May. Now, all of this brings to mind summer vacation. Now, for my family, we are pretty much ready to go. We have purchased our tickets and our plans are made. We will be going to California this summer, and everyone is ready to go. Now, I think all of us in church today all can agree that vacations are fun. They are times for all of us to relax, a time for us to make some memories with our families and friends. And sometimes it's a time that we go and we visit other people we have not seen for a while. But the problem with vacations are that they have to end, right? And we all have to go back to what we were doing before. We have to go back to work or whatever it might be. And for some of us, we find that there are many, many things waiting for us, like a bunch of emails or things on our desk that we have to take care of. And for some of us, there might even be a pile of laundry waiting for us to take care of as well. Now, what gets us through the shock of being home and having to deal with reality is first and foremost remembering. Remembering the fun and the joy that we had. It is remembering the wonderful moments and maybe even the not so wonderful moments and being thankful that we made it through. It is having received strength from the moments of rest and relaxation which will allow us to continue moving forward. The rejuvenation we received gives us the strength to keep going. Now, when we finish a feast like Pascha, something very similar happens. All week we have worked so hard to receive the joy of the resurrection. People were here at the various services. People were here cleaning the church, decorating the church, making everything ready. And Sunday, we were all here gathered together and we received our risen Lord. After that, we gathered with our friends and our families, and we enjoyed the resurrection together as well. And then on Monday, we went back to work. So what are we to do to keep this joy going, to keep the reality of this feast alive? Well, today is the Sunday of Thomas, a day that we are once again being reminded of our Lord's resurrection. With this wonderful Sunday, let us consider how we can keep the joy of this feast alive, how we can keep the change that we felt alive as well. Now, what do we see, though, in this morning's scripture reading? Well, we don't see too much joy, do we? Instead, that we hear the disciples were in the upper room and the doors were shut. Why were the doors shut? Well, the disciples were terrified, weren't they? The disciples were afraid. The scripture says that the doors were shut for fear of the Jews. The apostles were afraid. They were afraid the leaders of the Jewish people and possibly even the Romans were going to come and get them and do exactly to them what they did to their Lord. They had heard that Christ had risen, but as of yet they did not believe, nor did they really understand what that truly meant for them. But then as they were sitting there afraid, they finally saw the Lord and he appeared, and they were finally able to have a little bit of joy. And as you remember, though, one of the apostles was not there. And the one who was not there was, of course, Thomas. And he told his other disciples, he said, "I will not believe unless I see him for myself and I have the chance to touch his wounds." And as you remember, the Lord again appeared, and this time Thomas was with them, and he witnessed our resurrected Lord, and he was told to look, and he was told to place his hands where the wounds were. Then each of them was empowered. They were given the strength to go out to the whole world. They were later received the Spirit, and it is this Spirit that would sustain, give strength, and would nourish that which our Lord had established, his church. Now we could ask, well, what about us? Is all of this true for us as well? Well, the answer to that is absolutely. We need only remember what we heard in this morning's gospel reading. After Thomas was so happy and began to believe, the Lord looked at him and said, "Have you believed because you have seen me?" He says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." My friends and my family, we are those who have not seen and yet believe. But we are also those who have still received something. We have received him. Not only have we received him, but we have done so in a very real way. And we continue to do this in the Eucharist. Each time we receive communion, we receive the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior. This reality is what helps to remind us of what we too have received. On Friday, I had the opportunity to meet with our Frappe with Father Larry group, and one of the things that we discussed was exactly this idea. How do we feel after Pascha? How do we feel after the resurrection? We considered this time after Easter, especially the Monday after this great feast, and the question that we were asked was, do we feel the joy or is it back to the old grind? Now, many of those who were there pretty much felt that it was back to the old grind. Now, the thing is, the disciples felt the same way as well. Their fears, their insecurities were still with them after the Lord had resurrected. The problems that they had were still right there in front of them. But so was Christ. He was still with them, and he revealed himself to them. Thomas Sunday is our reminder that our resurrected Lord is still with each and every one of us. We too have received the exact same thing that they received. We too have received the light of Christ. So it is time for us to continue to be bright. We must be bright like these beautiful lilies that we see in our church. We must be bright and take on the problems of the day with our risen Lord. We must be bright and find even more joy in the joys that we have received. As one priest once wrote, "Let us celebrate Pascha not only by singing Christ is risen, but also by living and experiencing the new life that his empty tomb has brought to the world. For he is with us, just truly as he was with Thomas and the other disciples, and he wants to make as big a difference in our lives as he did in theirs." This is the good news that we celebrate during the season of Pascha. My friends and my family in Christ, we are still in that glorious time of the resurrection, and our Lord wants to keep going with us, to keep giving us the joy that we felt on Pascha. He wants to keep making a difference in our lives. So let us allow that to happen. Let us keep letting him in as we get ready to begin our journey to receive the Holy Spirit as well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. Please rise.